The Royal Society was founded on the 28th of November 1660 at a meeting at Gresham College in London. It followed a lecture from Christopher Wren, who was one of the Gresham professors. And there were 12 original fellows at that meeting who immediately went off and tried to interest their friends and acquaintances in this new organisation dedicated to natural philosophy. So the interesting characters from that early tranche of fellows were people like Robert Boyle, who's a very well-known chemist, Sir Robert Moray, who was very useful for his court connections with Charles II. He'd been in exile with Charles. John Wilkins, John Wallace, John Aubrey, who wrote A Natural History of Wiltshire, was one of the early fellows. And they very quickly got together with like-minded people so that the membership expanded into not just London, but the wider reaches of the United Kingdom, and eventually overseas. They very quickly began to get involved with corresponding members overseas, and therefore from the beginning the makeup of the Royal Society was quite international.